Blog Talk Radio.
If you have ideas or you need ideas, go to creativebizideas.com. Go to creativebizideas.com.
Good morning and happy Monday. Today is April 6th, and this is Creative Biz Ideas with your host, Nolan Davis. And today we're going to talk to Tessie Window, and Tessie is going to tell us a little bit more about events. We started talking about events last week, and we're going to really dig down in how to really throw an effective event and make it an annual event. So we're going to talk to Tessie a little bit. We're also going to talk about some of the up-and-coming events that are going on in Houston. Some very big events are going on, and you're going to be one of the first people to know about it. We're also going to talk about our events. Chris Burris and Nolan Davis, we put on an event every month, and so ours is coming up the 30th, so we're going to talk a little bit about that. And we're going to do all of that on this episode of Creative Biz Ideas.
Creative Biz Ideas is sponsored by Vids Inc., exceptional video production. If you're looking for training videos, marketing videos, or website videos, then call Vids Inc. at 281-968-VIDS. That's 281-968-8437. You're listening to Creative Biz Ideas with your host, Nolan Davis, on Blog Talk Radio.
All right, this is Nolan Davis with Creative Biz Ideas. And I'm thinking that Chris Burris should be on any second now. I see we're having a little bit of technical difficulties. I see a number popping up and on and off. I don't know if that's him or not. And Chris, if you can hear me, if that's you, press one. Yeah, if that's you, press one. So we are having a little bit of technical difficulties. But, hey, this is Nolan Davis with Creative Biz Ideas. And I think I am bringing in my co-host. Chris, is that you, sir?
Good morning, Nolan. This is Tessie.
Miss Tessie, how are you today?
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
Right. Man, I'm doing great. I got a project that is kicking my butt. But when I master this project, I think it's going to be the coldest project I've ever done. So I was up late last night working on that. So I may be a little bit groggy this morning, but I'm still rocking and rolling with you guys. How are you doing? How was your weekend and your Easter?
It was well. We had a great time. Spent some time with with the family. Just kind of hung around a little bit. Got a chance to catch up on some TV, and enjoyed the time with the kids.
Got you. So, I do have a co-host, and I was having a little bit of technical difficulties a couple of seconds ago. So let me see if this is him. Chris Burris, is that you, sir?
It is me. I am alive and technically connected now.
Technically connected. That is what I'm talking about.
Is that not important?
It does. It sounds very impressive. It sounds very impressive. How was your Easter, sir? How was your weekend?
The Easter weekend was amazing. We went to Austin. We had a great time. Austin's a fun city for those who are, not from the Houston and Austin area. I often joke when people come to visit Houston, I say, hey, welcome to Houston. Let's go check out Austin and San Antonio.
Yes, I agree. I am trying to move to Austin. I just talked to my wife last night that in the next 2 years we are trying to Vamoose in the next 2 to 3 years. Two the earliest, three the latest. Business is blowing up, so I can't go too soon, but I absolutely love Austin.
Yeah, it's a great town. Just be mindful. We tried to go to so my wife has a cousin up in Austin, and we went to visit them, and we're like, what should we eat? And we should go eat this pizza, and there's some place called Homemade Pizza or something like that, and the line to just order it and pick it up, it was going to take 45 minutes just to pick up the pizza. So there are some restaurants in Austin, and they are incredibly popular, and you will wait.
Right, but see, that's how long it's supposed to take for good pizza to
I forgot I was talking to the pizza guru. I should not have brought this up. I apologize.
I'm telling you, we need a whole show just on pizza, so I digress. But I'm telling you, good pizza, it takes about 45 minutes for, because they opened a Geno's East here, which is based in Chicago, and I was going to Conroe, and as I was going to Conroe, I was passing Geno's East, and I almost stopped on the expressway and just ran across. But I was on the phone with my wife, and I said, guess what we're having tonight? Right? I said, we're having pizza tonight for dinner. So on the way back, I didn't call them or anything. And you can write on the walls. I didn't call them or anything. So I came by, and she looked like she was going to break bad news to me. She said, well, I don't know if you know this. Deep dish pizza is going to take about 45 minutes to an hour. I said, I expect nothing different. If you had told me 25 minutes, I was leaving the facility. So I trust you. I know how long it takes good pizza to take. All right. That's great business, man. Great business. So,
and they called it Detroit style pizza, which I've actually didn't know that was a thing.
I did not.
But, yeah. Interesting.
I'm actually going to Google Detroit. I'm pissed off now that you said that. Like Detroit pizza. I am Googling and I'm writing letters and not even emails. I'm writing letters and putting them in the mail. Like I'm taking the time to handwrite a letter. It's serious business.
I think, dear city of Detroit, you do not have a style of pizza. Give it up.
That is all. Right? And that is all. Right. So I don't know. I think you met Tessie before, Chris. Oh, I'm sorry.
Of course
you met
I have.
Tessie before.
And in fact, I owe her a phone call, and we won't count this as the phone call that I owe her. But Tessie, good morning.
Good morning. How are you, Chris? I thought you had forgotten
about me. I'm doing wonderful, thank you.
Good. Did you enjoy
you know how
Easter
to track people
Austin.
Down.
I do. I'm good at that. I'm a PI on this side, but we're not going to talk about that on this show.
Events and private investigation.
That's right.
I was just about to say, she's like, Chris Burns owes me a call. I think I'll be on the show first thing Monday morning. It's me, Chris, right?
I feel like the principal was sitting at the front door tapping her finger.
There you go. That's me.
So for those who are listening, Tessie Wendell is a very good friend of mine. I absolutely love Tessie. She's been over here, met my wife, and we're trying to kind of intermingle the families type of situation. She has kids and I have kids. But I actually met Tessie doing Creative Biz Ideas events. I used to do an event every month. And so Tessie and Kelly came by, our friend Kelly. And Tessie, Kelly, Chuck, and Gloria Green, we all became good friends just coming to this shindig every month. And they were always there. And I always thank them for that because if they didn't come, a lot of times I would have nobody there. It was that type of situation. And sometimes we had great turnouts and sometimes it was just us. And I got to the point to where I really didn't care if anybody else came type of thing. It was if any one of those people had called and said, I can't make it, I would have canceled the shindig immediately is what that is. But I started working with Tessie, and Tessie is an absolute awesome event planner. And so last week we had Natalie Poole on. She was talking about the event she had going on, the workshop that she had going on, and it was brought to my attention that Tessie has been on the show but hadn't been a guest on the show, and I had to rectify that immediately because Tessie and I, this year, we've launched it's all about campaigns. So we launched a marketing campaign for my company, Vids Inc., to where if you purchase X amount of videos from me, then I would throw like a showing party, a premiere showing party of your videos. And we've done two of them, and they both went extremely well, thanks to Tessie Wendell. So I wanted to throw that out there first and foremost. Thank you, Tessie. And I know she's probably going to do some work with Chris. And the premiere showing party, the idea all generated from Chris Burris. So we're just actually all one big happy family. I don't know.
Yep.
Where there's a white guy, a black guy, and an Indian girl, that's all in one immediate family. But that's us. So I feel good.
It's United Colors of Benetton.
Exactly. So Tessie, talk to me a little bit about what you really specialize in when it comes to business events.
Okay, when it comes to business events, Nolan, what we do is we focus on marketing the business, especially for startup businesses. We want our owners, CEOs, to understand that your logo and your branding, and both of y'all would agree with this, is very, very important. And once you spend all that time with all the initial marketing material, you need the public to know about it now. And mm-hmm. So a lot of times when their branding is done with their logo, they're going to come to Chris, they're going to want a website, they're going to come to you to get videos. And then after that, we want them to understand that they're going to need to launch that. They're going to need to let people know they're out there. If they have a storefront, they're going to need to do a grand opening. And a lot of times people put those things off because they don't see the importance of it. For example, one of the events that we did do that you mentioned, one of the two events that we did do was a social blitz party. And we live in a day just like Chris, when he came on, he was like, I'm technically here. We didn't ask him if he was mentally here because it is morning. But as long as he was technically here, we were good because we live in a technical world and that's all that matters. So with social media being such a big thing right now, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, LinkedIn, all of these things are so important. And you need to let people know that you're out there, not just in the public world, but you also need to let people know you're in the social media world. And from what I recall, within a span of 2 hours, we got our clients' likes all the way up to 221 within a matter of 2 hours. And that's a huge deal in the social media world, especially, and Chris could speak on this, is if your social media is connected to your website, in this space world, that's a huge thing. So we want our CEOs to know that when you first start, it's important to get out there. And we do social media events and marketing events just like that. And then we also want our company owners to realize that throughout the year, it's very important that you keep your clients happy. We do client appreciation parties. It's important to keep your employees happy because you want your employees to stay. High turnarounds don't look good on companies. So we definitely encourage employee appreciation. We do simple luncheons. We can do simple, like, come into your break room, turn the break room into a luau, and just make your employees feel like they're important to your company, because really without them, the company wouldn't work. So we try to encourage these things. When we build up towards getting to a Christmas party, a lot of companies have gone away from the Christmas parties. They just take their companies out to eat or take them to the hotel. But again, companies have kind of gotten away from that, and that's a time for your employees and everyone that's a part of your staff to feel like they are part of the company family, and that's what's going to make them want to stay. So we want our company owners to realize that there's a lot involved throughout the year that you can keep doing that would actually, in the back end, help your company grow, and it's all about just doing small events.
So let's talk about client appreciation, because I think a lot of times people have ideas of what an event should look like, right? So they're like, well, I'm already open. I shouldn't do a grand opening. It's a lot of headache. It's a lot. So after the grand opening, and if you're not having a big, huge event with DJs and MCs and all of that, sometimes people, the lack of creativity of something that people don't really or necessarily know about, like events, it's not there, and that's exactly where you come in. So talk to us a little bit about a customer appreciation party and what that could look like from a custom standpoint.
Okay, absolutely. So what you said is custom. What we do is we custom create all of our events to fit each one of our clients' needs, or for a business, we try to take their brand again, because it all goes back to your brand again, the beginning. So we take your brand, your idea, and your mission statement, and we put that into
the events that we're going to do for your customers. So, and I think when people think of events, Nolan, the first thing that comes to mind is budget. I don't have a lot of money to spend because they're thinking high scale. You can do an event on a decent budget. You can be wise about your budget. And if you have a good planning process in place, you can actually do an event on a very good, on a decent budget, on a fair budget. And so what we would do is we would tell one of our clients, a business owner that services other business, for example, a business to business, we would tell them, you invite some of your top clients. One, it's going to serve two purposes. One, you want to tell them that you appreciate their business. Two, it stands as a marketing event because you're letting that customer know, and then other potential businesses are going to see it, and they're going to want to know what's going on and what services you offer. And what you do is you invite your top customers maybe to a small social gathering. It's kind of a business-to-business networking event that you've kind of planned, but with your top clients, because you want one of your clients, some of your clients, to know that you work with other big clients. You invite them. You have you can do hors d'oeuvres, appetizers. You can even do a light meal, buffet style. You can do service, walk around the room, cocktail style. You can show their logos on a playing video, on a playing PowerPoint in the room. Make them feel really special because their logos are up there. Again, anytime you can show somebody's branding with their business, it's always a good thing for them because, again, that's marketing for them. So it makes them feel really special, and you're just letting them know that you appreciate them. It's really simple. It's easy, and you get to just network with some of the other businesses and let them know how much they mean to you and how well your services have affected them. At that event, what you could do is also do surveys for your top clients. And then this helps you build as part of your growing process to see what you can do better for your upcoming new client.
And here's the thing to piggyback off of that, because, you know, my mind is always video. Instead of surveys, it's a great place to do testimonials. When people
there
are doing testimonials and they say, hey, we're right here right now at Vids Inc. Customer Appreciation Event, and we really appreciate everything Vids Inc. has done for us, as us being, you know, such and such client. They've come in, they've done this, they've done that. This is a great event. And if you want to make that an annual event as well, even if you don't do testimonials, if you just get energy around it, if you get a video person there that really knows what they're doing, that now can be a marketing piece for your company to capture what you've done and what you plan on doing, because usually those events get bigger and bigger every year after the first successful event. So, you know, it's a lot of – that would be my take on it, is that this is now a marketing opportunity of what your business is doing, because every business does not do events. And if you can really get a Tessie Wendell out there to do your event and make it upscale, give it the look and feel that you're looking for, represent your brand, when you capture that on video, that's priceless. And that, it's priceless marketing materials for you to put online on your YouTube, on your social media, on your website, everything from mobile marketing for everything. So absolutely, I think that's definitely a great idea. So how do you as we talk about customer appreciation, that may not be an annual event. That may be just every, you know, so often that you think about it, or you get some brand new customers you want to showcase. How do you really get those big annual events?
So the big annual events are usually the holiday party, which is, you know, the end of the year Christmas party. One that I have really tried to get business owners to focus on is the anniversary party. That should be an annual celebration, because when you've reached an anniversary and you're going into the new year, that's a reason to celebrate because you're still in business. And so people need to celebrate that. You know, there's a lot of businesses that don't make it to the next year. And so I try to encourage a lot of the business owners to continue to celebrate the fact that you've made it another year. Always, you know, go into what was your best of that year
you know, what didn't work that year. Because, again, everything should be a growing opportunity for you to move into the next year. And you want to celebrate. And, you, again, this goes back to your employees as well. Letting your employees know, listen, we made it another year. We're looking into the year going forward with this. And then you put your, you know, your stake in the road, and then you move forward towards it.
Now, Tessie, I just want people to realize that I put everything past Tessie when it comes to our events, right? So I'm asking, so I have a lot of great ideas when it comes to marketing, building businesses, and video, but when it comes to events, I have a lot of bad ideas. So here's an idea that I have, Tessie. Here's an idea.
Did she kill that clown idea you had?
It's X'd. So here's the thing. So when you say that we're celebrating another year in business, in my mind, all of your competition and all of the businesses that you know that went out of business, can you put their faces up on the PowerPoint presentation of
with
them crying and moving out and say, we could have been these guys right here, right? But we made it. And look at this guy. We beat this guy. We put him out. I don't know if that would fall under the realm of tacky, or are we not doing that as we brag that we made another year? I'm just asking, Tessie. This is why I come.
Why is this guy even up here? Because we knew he wasn't going to make it.
Right. So those are the types of questions that I ask, Tessie. I'm just letting everybody know right now. That's what I'm thinking.
Tessie,
I'm like,
what's the verdict?
Well, let me tell you, gentlemen, it's okay to brag. There's nothing wrong with bragging. But let me tell you, the way to go about doing that is to
use your successes. Nolan.
I mean, right. Really, it's a no. I'm just trying to, like, sugarcoat it a little bit. But you can take what separated you from your business, from your competition in the same industry of what you do. Take what you did that was so different that made you succeed, and that's what you brag about. And that's automatically going to tell everyone else, well, that's why the other person didn't make it. So it's kind of a nice way to do it, but, again, highlighting what separates you and what you do so well in your industry.
Right, but when you do that, the only way you can do that is to show the failure of others. And then people, when you see the failure of others, people are like, oh, that's why you guys are so hot. It's that type of situation. But we'll talk about this offline, Tessie. I don't want to take up a lot of your time.
He's not going to give up.
But before we let you go, there's a couple of things I want to ask. One, what would you leave with someone who's listening right now? What would you say to them? What would you leave them with? To someone who's listening right now, that now they're thinking, maybe I want to do an event, not sure if I want to do an event. When they're in that space, how do you talk them through what type of event, or I mean, what would you leave? What type of advice would you give them?
I would definitely tell them, don't let money be a factor, because I think a lot of times that's kind of the key for everybody is the money factor. So that would be my first thing. Don't let money get in the way. Think of what you want to do and what kind of experience you want to have. And then you can build off of that, because you can have an upscale event at your house and it'd be the most phenomenal experience you've ever had. And it's all about layouts. It's about what you bring to the table, and it's about how you're going to share that experience with your guests that do come. Because when you leave an event, you're going to remember the experience that you had. It's not necessarily going to be what the room looked like, but if you, every aspect of the event creates an experience, then you should do it. Don't let anything stop you from that envisioned event that you have.
So that's great. I think so you brought up cost. One of the other things that kind of always holds me back, and that's why we've got a call kind of scheduled, or I just owe you a call. It's not scheduled. I just owe it to you. And it is kind of the time of, like, my time or the business owner's time or whoever's involved. That's the other big headache. Do I have to come up with these brilliant ideas like Nolan's idea that just got rejected?
Brilliant. Brilliant. It was rejected, but it was brilliant.
How does that come? talk a little bit about kind of your process and the time requirement from the team that you're going to be helping to coordinate that event for.
Okay, so and you kind of hit it on some really good points, Chris. So what I do is the moment that I get an interested client, I'm going to send them a questionnaire that I have pre-prepared already for specific events. So I kind of ask them what their event is. I send them the questionnaire. Now, the questionnaire has some very basic questions like, what date do you want to have this event? What time of the day are you planning this event? And then I have some more specific questions, which helps me get an idea of what my client's already envisioning for this event. And it kind of just helps me on what, as far as the planning process, they are going to need. Once I get the questionnaire back, I'm able to kind of look over it, get an idea for inspirations for my client. I'm also able to kind of determine how much of a planning process it's going to take, the timing, and how much I'm going to have to put into it to help my client. And then I kind of ask what their budget allocations are so that I have an idea of what they've already spent and what they're looking to spend. And, again, that gives me an idea. And then we have an initial consultation, a discussion, so that I can make sure that what I see on paper is clear from their vision that they have in their head. And then from there, the timing is pretty easy depending on what they want, because I do have a list of preferred vendors that I use. As far as caterers, photographers, all of the vendors that you would need for an event, I do have a preferred list. So I go to my preferred list first. To be on my preferred list, it is a vendor that I've used on several occasions, that we've had very great successes together in working events, and I know that their quality of service and customer service is great. And so I go to my preferred list first. I start gathering prices for my clients. If I know that it doesn't fit within their budget, then I do go to some of my other vendors. I mean, I do have two and three vendors under each category.
Right.
And if none of those work, then I do start calling outside of that preferred list, which I do have another pretty big database of vendors. And we just start going down the list. And when the client is satisfied, we start setting up taste testings or whatever, you know, we need to appointments. And we start setting those up, and I coordinate that between vendor and client. We try to maximize a day or half a day where we can go do several things in one day. And the time frame is just as fast as the client decides. I make recommendations, but my clients always make the final decision.
Gotcha.
Sounds relatively painless.
Absolutely.
That's
absolutely
right. It's pretty painless. So let me ask you gentlemen this. Since I did an event for both of y'all, did y'all give me the idea and I take it and it was seamlessly done?
I absolutely gave you the idea and you swatted it down like you just did this last one and then came up with your own idea that we went with. Because mine, I think I was going to have I was thinking about a biscuit party. I wanted to have baby back buttermilk barbecue blueberry biscuits, and you told me no and shut up and sit down. And I said, okay. But we had a fabulous party. I think yours would have worked better anyway. So that's my experience. Chris?
I showed up and then I think I spoke and then I left. And yeah, so as a sponsor, that's ideal. As a co-sponsor.
Perfect.
Absolutely.
Wonderful.
Absolutely. So
I don't know that I could give a better testimonial than I showed up and everything went great and then I left.
That's true. And are you talking about Wayne's party?
Yes.
Yes, Wayne's event.
Okay, got you. I didn't know if you had a different party that you did, because I know that was very vague. I showed up, I spoke, and then I left, right? And I was like, that's exactly what you did. And are you speaking of Wayne's? I was there. I don't know what you're talking about. That is what you did. You are absolutely correct. So, Tessie, how can somebody get in touch with you if somebody's just thinking about doing events?
They can give me a call at 832-378-PLAN. They spell out the word plan. That's 7526. Or they can reach me via email. That's Tessie, T-E-S-S-Y, at events by AC. That's events with an S, BYAC.com. Or they can go to my website, which is eventsbyac.com.
Gotcha. Tessie Wendell, I do appreciate you all the time. And when you're not being on the show and I'm not appreciating you like a business peer, I just absolutely love you as a friend. So I just appreciate you being on the show, Miss Tessie. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Nolan. Y'all have a wonderful day.
Take care, Tessie.
All right.
I'll call you.
All right.
Hey, now,
I'll hold my breath this time, Chris.
Hey, so
bye-bye.
So, Tessie, just to let you know, I want you to stay on just a couple of more minutes after I put you on mute because I have something to say that you're going to probably laugh about. So thank you and hold. So it's funny that Tessie says, because you know I got to say something crazy after I get them off the phone where they can't say anything back, right? So this one, that's going to be exactly what the show is known for. Like when I get off the show, he said the craziest thing, and I couldn't even say nothing. Yep, because you are on mute right now. So it's funny that she says, don't worry about the budget, because that's what I'm going to start telling, you know, the Ritz-Carlton when I have my event there. They're like, you owe us $32,000. You got, was everything great? It was great. Was everything upscale? It was upscale. So it's 32. Here's the thing about the third. My event planner told me not to worry about the budget. And so I was all in. I thought the sky was the limit, and I don't know. Where's Tessie? We need to get her in here so she can handle this part of it type of thing.
And not unlike Chris, I showed up, I spoke, and I am now leaving.
Exactly. That's exactly what I need to do. I need to speak, get all the things. Oh, it was a great event, and when it's time to pay, I am now leaving is what that is.
Yep.
I came, I spoke. Who was that, Caesar?
I conquered.
Right, exactly.
Yep.
Absolutely. So, man, Tessie is she's not just great at what she does. She's a great person as well. So when we come back, we're going to be talking a little bit about some legal advice from our very own attorney, Mark Smith, as soon as we return.
Creative Biz Ideas is sponsored by Vids Inc., exceptional video production. If you're looking for training videos, marketing videos, or website videos, then call Vids Inc. at 281-968-VIDS. That's 281-968-8437. You're listening to Creative Biz Ideas with your host, Nolan Davis, on Blog Talk Radio.
This is Nolan Davis with Creative Biz Ideas and my co-host, Chris Burris. Chris Burris, are you there, sir?
Good morning. I am here. It is a good morning.
It is. Now, watch, I'm about to take Mark Smith off of his game. Watch this. Morning, Mark Smith. How are you, sir?
Good morning, gentlemen. How are y'all?
Man, I'm doing great. I know you're probably not ready to talk about this right now, but I had to get you while you're on the phone. I needed to know, what is the legal ramifications of walking out on the event before paying, and it's your event? How does that work? There's a legal way you can get out of it? Because my event planner just told me, don't worry about the budget. What does that look, feel, and sound like to you?
Well, I would advise that, you know, if you have some sort of contract with your event planner, then perhaps it's going to, you know, fall back on whatever the contract says. So, and I know your event planner pretty well, and so, you know, she's prettier than you are.
Oh, you do know, Tessie.
I do.
Right.
So, you know, she's a lot prettier than you are, so I might have to take her side.
Oh, my goodness, guy. I'm
going to go
with
you didn't throw him off his game.
Yeah, absolutely. That's only because he knows Tessie. I forgot about that. He knows Tessie. I actually met him because of Tessie. I don't even know what I was thinking. Mark Smith, how are you today, sir?
I'm doing great. So,
all right, what you got for us today, man?
Well, you know, we talked a little bit about patents last week, and so continuing on the intellectual property kind of slant, wanted to talk to you guys a little bit about copyright. And, you know, we're talking about how intellectual property is a good business asset. And, you know, specifically for copyrights. So copyrights, you know, are hugely important today, mainly because, you know, we are in the information age. There's this newfangled invention called the Internet. And pretty much anything on the internet is copyrighted material, including the code, the HTML code that that develops, you know, each of these individual websites and whatnot. So, you know, clearly copyrights are very important. You know, and you know, for those developers and those sorts of businesses that depend on developing code for their livelihood, it is insanely important because that is going to be one of their biggest assets. So, you know, pretty much everything that is on the internet is copyrighted. And so what does that mean? So in order for something to have copyright eligibility, number one, it's got to be an original work or some sort of derivative work. So, for example, you know, if you took, you know, former work and you did a lot of modifications to it, it could potentially be a new copyrighted. It also has to be fixed in what they call a tangible medium. So what that means is it's got to be written down somewhere or recorded as your, you know, radio show is recorded. It's copyrighted. You know, sculpture, paintings, when you write code for a website or a program, you know, you're typing it into some sort of, you know, medium that where it's fixed. And the neat thing about copyrights is, you know, for patents, you actually have to go to the U.S. Patent Office and file it. For a copyright, as soon as you write something that's original, it's copyrighted. So you don't have to file anything. You don't have to do anything. Now, you can register a copyright, but, you know, the copyright protection attaches immediately as soon as it's fixed in whatever that tangible medium is. So that kind of, you know, leads to the question of what can be copyrighted, and the U.S. code actually specifies, you know, what can be copyrighted. So, for example, you can do literary works, which, of course, most people are going to know that as books, you know, magazine articles and that sort of thing, but that also includes software source code. So the code is considered a literary work, which, you know, if you actually try to read code, it doesn't seem very literary, but you know, it's kind of in the eye of the beholder kind of thing.
Let me ask a question before you go forward. What if the code doesn't work? Can you still just copyright it? Like I wrote that code.
As long as it's in an original expression, yeah, it's copyrighted. It might not be worth a whole lot if it doesn't work,
right,
but it's still technically copyrighted. Yeah.
You made a statement. Hold on. Last thing, you made a statement earlier that this show is being recorded, so the show is being copyrighted. I crack a lot of jokes that people don't realize that Chris tells my same jokes that I crack on this show that's recorded at our monthly shindig at our Lunch and Learn. So can I sue Chris at the Lunch and Learn when he says it?
I've got to add to that. I do give proper credit at the end of each joke that is, you know, some sort of quip of Nolan's. I say quip provided by Nolan Davis right there.
So that might fall into the fair use exception. So, you know, as long as he's citing his source, you know, I don't know. That's kind of in the gray area. So that would be an interesting thing if we were to try that.
I'm telling you, Chris Burns is quick now. He's quick.
Just want to make you know. So what your advice to me is to make sure that I always give proper credit when I'm stealing Nolan's copyrighted material.
Absolutely. Yes. Yes. You definitely need to cite the original story.
Stealing sounds so harsh.
But I can't still sue him because I'm mad because after he takes my jokes, I have nothing to say. So I'm looking stupid, and he's the life of the party. Is that what
right.
we're saying here, Mark?
Okay. Those would be your damages. Yeah, absolutely. So the intentional infliction of emotional distress would fall into your damage model.
That sounds great, Mark. That sounds great. Give me some more ammo, man. No copyrights. Give me some more. What you got?
Okay, so literary works, musical works, of course, dramatic works. So if you like write a play or anything like that, choreographic works. Pictures, graphics, or sculptural works, audiovisual works, sound recordings, and even architecture can be potentially copyrighted. So I always thought the architecture was kind of neat. So the cool thing about copyrights is that all of those, all of the rights to use it go into what they call the bundle of rights. And so, for example, the J.K. Rowling, the lady that wrote the Harry Potter books, she then sold the rights.
That was stolen from Nolan, by the way. I just want to.
Well, right, yeah, I knew that. So we're working on that case, too. That one's going to be a big one. But so she sold the right to make the movies to, I don't remember who it was, Sony or whatever, one of the big movie production places. So she retained the right for the literary works, but then she sold the right to make the movies to another company. And so essentially she kind of doubled up her money, in which she's got a lot of, in order
Isn't
to
Isn't she like the richest
that.
Lady on the planet or something?
It's probably, Queen of England and then J.K. Rowling or something like that. So,
right.
So anyway, so you can sell those individual rights to different people and essentially licensing, your product in order to for them to create it in a different way. And then, of course, the other kind of big thing is the duration of the copyright. Copyrights last forever. So, for example, after 1978, it's the life of the author plus 70 years. So, for example, Miss Rowling, she's probably going to live for another 20 or 30 years, and then 70 years after that, her estate retains that copyright. So, probably for the next roughly 100 years or so, her estate is going to retain the copyright to the Harry Potter books. And for especially for business owners, there's this concept called works for hire. So, for example, if, you're a newspaper and your job, your business is generating these literary articles, a magazine or whatever, you don't necessarily want each of your individual employees to have a copyright in their individual articles. You're paying them to do the article. So the concept is that I'm paying you to create this, so technically the copyright belongs to the company rather than the individual author. And that can be, for example, if you're having somebody paint a painting for you or something like that, you probably want to attribute it to the artist, but you want to have some sort of, assignment to where, it's specifically that it's a work for hire, and so that you, when you're buying the painting, you own the copyright to it, as opposed to the artist retaining it. And, you can do that a couple of different ways. But so those are the main things to consider with copyrights. Like I said, it's fascinating to me that you have that bundle of rights and that, as soon as you write something original, that it's copyrighted. So, and that's pretty much it.
Okay.
So we were having a debate at my office, not really a debate, just kind of a discussion about, so we're web designers and developers, we're internet marketers, and from time to time we do, some of the staff will create tools that help us. And we were talking about how if an employee of a, most large corporations, when you start sign an employee contract, you end up with, signing away everything that you invent. Is there some way for an employee to protect something that they're working on? One of them is kind of two scenarios. One is where it's unrelated to what they do for a living, and then one where it's potentially related, and maybe this is best for next week.
Well, no, there's a pretty easy answer to that. So basically for hire is it would belong to the company if it's within the scope of the employment. So if it's related to the employment, then it's definitely would fall more on the side of belonging to the company. If it's completely outside your scope of employment, and you're doing it independently at home, then that would fall much more on the side of you retaining that copyright as an individual rather than it being a work for hire. So, of course, is a little bit of a gray area just because, depending on the specific facts of each situation. But, if you're doing it at work for work, then chances are it's going to be work for hire. If it's the opposite, you're doing it at home for more, you know, your own, inventive kind of cycle, then chances are it would be your own copyright.
Okay.
Now, what if he was doing it on, what if the employee invented a mop on Chris Burris' time, though? Like, he was supposed to be working on a website, he sketched out a mop. Now, does Chris Burris owns that mop? Like, you, I was paying you to make this mop, and I didn't know I was even doing that, but it found out that that you made this invention on my time, so I own that. Give it to me. Is that what it is?
Hey, right. Well, and so the invention would be more of, you know, the patent realm. But so, for example, if he was developing code on your time that was not related to the business, then he would probably still own the code, but I would probably fire him.
Right. Gotcha.
You're going to fire me? Did I hear that correctly? I'm the one who got fired.
Hey, so Mark Smith, how can somebody get in touch with you, sir?
Two easiest ways. You can call me on my office phone, which is 281-489-3934, or look me up on my website, which is jmsmithlaw.com, and check out the website. You can fill out the contact information, and it'll come right to me, and I'll be getting in contact with you.
Mark Smith, I appreciate you, sir.
No problem, guys. Y'all have a great week.
You too.
All right, you take care.
Bye.
So he also said choreography is copyrighted, so I need you to stop stealing my dance moves is what that is, Chris Burris. And so now
I got to be honest, I don't need your dance moves.
So
I need your joke,
have,
and I'll appropriately credit you. I just don't need your dance moves.
Look at you. You've not seen me dance, though, guy. I'm telling you, my wife's biggest fear is that I make it big and get on Dances with the Stars because I can go today is what that is. And they're so intimately dancing. She's like, oh, you're not. So we really have arguments of me being on. I'm like, they call, I'm going. Like, I mean, that's they're like, you better not be on Dances with the Stars. I'm like, hey, with these moves, I need to share these with the world. So
yeah.
Now, up next, we do have. Know this guy, Chris. You've heard of him or talked to him or he gave you an autograph. His name is Mr. Doug Winnie. Does that sound
Mr.
Famous?
Winnie.
Mr. Doug Winnie. Are you there, sir?
I am here. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you today?
I'm doing fantastic. How are you guys?
I'm doing great. How was your Easter?
Easter was very nice. Thank you. And y'all's?
Oh, it was great, man.
It was good. Relaxing. Austin's a good place.
Very nice.
Yeah, I'm kind of mad you were in Austin. You keep throwing it out there. I'm telling you, I'm trying to move there. But we'll argue about that a little bit later. Coach, what you got for us this week, sir?
Well, you know, I was wondering, what is it that we think is the biggest challenges in business? I got a new coach recently. His name is Marshall Silver, and talking with him on Saturday. During my first coaching session with him, and you know, one of the things that he and I talked about is how to get my business to the next level. And you know, he says, "So what do you need?" I said, "Oh goodness, good question. I don't know. What do I need?" Well, actually, I had prepared. I had 45 things on my questions list for a mega millionaire TV personality, and he's a hypnotist. He's actually much more than that. He's a teacher of sales and influence, and it was a pretty awesome coaching session. And he charges 10 times what I charge, but it was extremely worth it. So I was just wondering, what do you guys think is the biggest challenge in y'all's business today?
So you're going to throw that on. You had time to prepare for yours, and now you're going to throw it on us.
Right.
So I'm going to throw it on Nolan. Go ahead.
Okay. So let me get, hold on, I don't know if you guys can hear the paper, but let me get my list of 46 things that I've prepared that I need. I think, you know, a lot of times is seeing things the way that I see them. Huh?
Yeah, you could just say, a friend of mine has this challenge in business.
Right.
Don't say Chris, please.
You know, the guy that's almost crying on the phone is like, yeah, I got a friend of mine, and his wife is always slapping him after dinner. Like, what do you think he should do type of thing, right? So, like, why do you help him, Timmy? So, anyway, I think sometimes my biggest challenge is, me personally, I feel that what I need is, I think I need Doug Winnie a little bit more. No, I'm playing. I think
I gotta co-sign that.
Yeah, exactly. I need Doug Winnie to like live upstairs. Like I could just run upstairs and say, "Hey, Doug, I got this problem," you know, and let's go. But I think sometimes the biggest challenge is myself. Actually, sometimes I know I can get real focused on what I want to accomplish, and a lot of times that may not be the thing that I need to accomplish at that time. But I just get very focused on it, and it's hard for me to see it from other angles because I'm in it. So it's, you know, if it's me doing a video, I need to do it a certain way. If it's me putting my mind to something and saying, you know, I need to build this system, and then I focus on it. And sometimes that's why, you know, our one-on-one sessions are so sporadic because I don't even call you until I finish doing what I need to do when I'm trying to get out of that. And I think that's one of my biggest hurdles or obstacles that I need to overcome, yeah. Me personally. Now, Chris.
He's got other problems. I mean, no, you're a friend of yours.
Yeah, some other friends that I know that also knows Nolan. I'd say my biggest challenges in business are making sure that things are. I mean, this is multifaceted, of course, but making sure that things are in place so that I can be focused on what's going to generate the most value for the company long term. And so, you know, the first thing I write down is time. And so I think time is probably one of the biggest challenges for most business owners. And you're the business coach, so you could confirm my theory.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Well, you both mentioned focus or lack thereof, and let me take that over to the other business that focuses on coaching, and that'd be the fitness business. So, what does a fitness coach do?
Forces you to show up.
Ah, that's it. First is you got to show up.
Yep.
Right? So that's the first thing. You guys have to show up, or your friends have to show up. You have to have the mental attitude first to show up. Right? Not just show up to, you know, lift some weights, or not just show up to produce a video or to produce a website, but show up to actually focus on your particular need, right? So if you're going to the gym because you want to lose weight, here we are in April, so I'm sure that all of those New Year's Eve resolutions are long past. But thinking of, you know, going to the gym to lose weight, if you're going to focus on that, first you got to show up and you got to plan that I'm going to do what I need to do to lose weight. So of course you've got to do cardio, you've got to do 30 minutes, 60 minutes, whatever that trainer is trying to get you to do. And then how often do you have to do it? Just one time?
Oh, no.
Yeah.
You have to do it consistently for many, many months, not just many days or many weeks, but many months. And a business is exactly the same. You have to show up. You have to plan to do what you need to do for that particular goal, and you have to do it for not just days, not just weeks, but for months. One of the really simple methods is to be sure to plan it. Plan your day. Plan your week. I have a big problem going to the gym. I hate going to the gym. No matter how many pretty people are in the gym, I ain't going. So,
right.
I make gym come to me. I pay people extra money. They come to my house. I have one of my bedrooms completely fitted with a full gym. They show up. I'm unhappy. I do what I'm supposed to do. I focus for the time, the schedule.
I kick them out.
Wait, just out of curiosity, is your trainer named Jim for real? Like, I make Jim come to me. So, hey, Jim, let's go work out. Is that what it is? Go ahead. I'm just with you.
No, it's not. So you know, the point being, you've got to plan it. You got to make it happen. Else it won't happen. So one of the things is we call it a default calendar. Put on this default calendar exactly what you're supposed to do. Just like you'd have to go to the gym to lose weight, you have to plan to grow a business. So if you spend, you know, even 30 minutes a day, and it's really just about planning it and being consistent, just 30 minutes a day, doesn't matter if it's noon or 4 a.m. or 4 p.m., you know, or 10 p.m., but just plan 30 minutes a day to say, all right, this is my time to focus on growing my business. So if you would just ask yourself, coach yourself into, what's my biggest challenge today? And if you'd say focus, then you go, well, good news. I'm actually focusing on it right now. I'm focusing on my problem. So I'm already working on that particular challenge. So what should I focus on? Now that you're focusing, maybe you should focus on stop being the hero, the one that does all of the work, right? The one that plans the video, the one that plans the website, the one that does the sales, the one, you know, the superhero complex. Plan to get out of that role. It ain't happening in one day. It ain't happening in 1 month. But it can happen in 6 to 10 months. You can stop being superhero, or the one that is currently, you know, doing everything in the business. You can start to take those hats off. You just have to plan for it. One of the methods to do that would be to start with a part-time person. Just grab somebody part-time to do the task that you're doing most of your time. Right now, most business owners don't have time to be CEO, so there is no CEO. There's no one actually saying, hey, do this, hey, do that, let's do this, let's do that. No one's in charge. It's just a small business just running haphazardly, not focused on growing or focused on losing weight. They're just focused on the task at hand. And there's never a plan to grow the business. So with a default calendar, you say, this is the time I'm going to work on the business. I'm going to think just, where's my business today? Where does it need to go? I'm going to coach myself during those 30 minutes and go, all right, what's my first step at doing that? And if you don't know the first step, you call somebody. Call somebody just a little larger than you and say, hey, what was your first step to hire your first employee? How'd you do that? Hey, what was your first step to hire your first salesperson that worked out? How'd you do that? Of course, call into this to Creative Biz Ideas and ask somebody on here, like me. And we will give you that information for free.
Free.
All you got to do is ask. Lots of people out there to give you free advice. All you have to do is take it and then take action. It's really so much easier than everybody makes it out to be.
Man, I'm calling you right after the show, Doug. I got some stuff to talk to you about, man. What does your schedule look like today? What is your default calendar? Are you booked in your default calendar?
Is Nolan in your default calendar?
Yes, I am pretty booked, but I do have a cancellation. You sent me a text message this morning, so I do have a cancellation. So it's at... I have an 8:30, I have a 9:30, so at 10:30 I have an opening. And I also have one at, I think, 1.
Can I call you at 10:30?
You can, yes.
All right. Scratch off the other guy and just write in Nolan Davis on top of that.
Put somebody important in there.
Exactly. Hey, Doug, always great stuff, man. Are you going to be at the expo on Friday?
I will be at the expo on Friday. I will be speaking at the expo on Friday. So definitely anybody that wants to come and learn for free, once again, an absolute free event. You pay for parking. They pay for breakfast and all of the education. There's several great speakers. I'm one of those great speakers. You can come learn for free.
Very good. That is Friday. That is Friday at the Marriott. And that's something that I was going to talk about anyway in closing of this and our next Lunch and Learn. So Friday at 7 a.m. To 12:30, I believe.
Yep, basically.
Yep, so from 7 a.m. to noon. Breakfast is provided at the Marriott by the Galleria on West Loop South. HBC, which is Houston Business Cabinet, is having a success expo. It's hard to say altogether, for me at least. And so it's going to be exhibitors there. We're going to have keynote speakers there. We're going to have breakout sessions there. I mean, it's going to be a great time, a great way to build your business. And it's going to be great networking there as well. So if you want to check it out, you can go to HoustonBusinessCabinet.com, look up events, fill it out, and you have to register so your breakfast can make sure we have your breakfast provided for you. And where it says, where did you hear about us? Put in Creative Biz Ideas. That would be me and Chris Burris and Gwenny as well. So you just put in that, that would cover the whole group. So, Doug, if somebody wanted to get in contact with you, how can they do it, sir?
Well, they certainly can go to our website, which is businessasatool.com, businessasatool.com. I've created that URL because the business needs to be a tool. Business is a tool for more fun. Businessasatool.com. You can call our office, 713-936-3814. That's 713-936-3814. And you could, of course, send me a personal email at DougWinnie@actioncoach.com.
Doug, I appreciate you as always, sir.
All right, you guys, make it a fantastic day. Talk soon.
Thanks.
All
same
right,
to you.
Take care now.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, so
so apparently that impacted you there, Nolan.
Oh, it did. You know what? Here's the thing, and I know this is going to sound I love Doug. I'm not,
yep.
You know, no bullshit, right? And anybody
yep.
who knows me knows that, like, I take my friends and the people that I care about extremely serious. I do not play when it comes to that. I joke a lot, but I do not play. I love Doug and everybody over there, Action Coach, Tim, the whole nine. And, you know, it's one of those things that when I started Creative Biz Ideas again, Doug was helping me with Perfect Gentleman. And so Perfect Gentleman, it just wasn't enough for me to go around. I was doing everything, producing the whole nine. I couldn't monetize it fast enough. And some deals that was promised that I thought I had on the table didn't really go through. So when I started Creative Biz Ideas, I asked Doug to be on the show, and he said that he would come on every week, as he has. Like, the only time he hasn't come on is when he was, like, in Europe. And if you remember, 2 weeks ago or last week, he even came on as he was sick. Right. So
yep.
I appreciate him for that. But one of the things that I've been doing, even hanging with you, hanging with Tessie, hanging with a lot mm-hmm. of the people that people hear me talking to on the show, is that I'm trying to hang around people that I admire, that I think are big and better than me in some ways, more knowledgeable than me in some ways, in other ways or other aspects. So I can grow to that next level. So I do realize I'm extremely stubborn when I get something in my head, and I know the reason that I'm stubborn. Like, the reason I'm stubborn is because I grew up, the way that I grew up was in an environment that nobody believed that it could be done a different way. So anytime I had an idea, oh, that's not going to work. So I can show you it's going to work. Like, it's one of those types of things. That when I get it on my head, I get it in my head, I can show anybody. That's why I can do some crazy. If you told me right now, Nolan, I need you to partner with Apple and we need to take over the Apple store in the Galleria, I can do it. I promise you I can do it. I don't know who I need to talk to. I don't have any connect, but that's how I do everything that I do. Because as soon as I get it in my head, I'm like, I'm going to show the world that I can
what
do it.
What does it take? Yeah.
Exactly. As simple as that. And I think anything can be done. Now, that's the gift and the curse, right? So the more I talk to Doug and the more he's on the show, I get a little bit, and then I put some of what he says in my action plan. And I'm secretly behind doors because I'm always like a mad scientist, right? That's why I'm up till 3, 4. The 4 in the morning was me. He was like, I don't care if you do it at 4 in the morning. He was talking to me, right?
Yeah.
So I'm like a mad scientist. Like, really, I grab the information, I laugh with everybody, and I wave, and then I go into my lair, right? And now I'm up all night making things happen, doing certain things, and it's just that type of situation. So you know, I surround myself, and that's a compliment to you as well, Chris, and I mean that, all jokes aside, is that I surround myself with people that I think are excellent people because I strive to be excellent on all levels. Like, the one thing that I do know that I do extremely well is love. I love my family. I love my friends. That's the one thing that's my God's gift. Well, and that's where Perfect Gentleman came from. That's where all of that came from. And another thing is I'm very creative when it comes to ideas and video, right? But all of these other things that you are, I have a meeting with you tomorrow, right? So it's that type of situation that I'm trying to get my website so I know the best dude that does the website that I have a little rapport with. That's my man, 100 grand, Chris Burris. I'm sitting down with him. So, you know, when Doug says things like that, it really hits home, and I try my best. But the thing that I really truly love about Doug is that Doug, I feel like he understands me from knowing that, right? Because if you come to me and say, Nolan, we're not going to do this, all of that stuff that sparks up in my head, I'm going to get very aggressive, and I'm going to say, no, I'm doing it, and there's nobody in the world that can stop me. So it's just that type of situation, man. That's what it is.
Yep.
So I love you guys, man. I'm trying to tell you, I just feel like I learned a lot. I feel like and this year, I've made more this year in the first quarter. I made three times more this year than I did my first year doing video in the first quarter. I mean, I'm rocking and rolling this year. So
awesome.
Yeah, and it's from hanging around. Right. It's from hanging around with guys like you guys. So, man, I'm thankful, man. And I appreciate you all being on the show and being friends with me and enjoy the time. So, man.
No, this is good. It's a great opportunity to learn and share.
Absolutely, absolutely. And before we go, I want to talk about our Lunch and Learn, which is April 30th. I want to ask, and, you know, I'm always 100% honest, I want to ask, what do you think about that being the week of OTC? How do you feel about that?
So, I think there's a lot, you know, there's a whole lot of people, and if you look back at our previous Lunch and Learns, a lot of the people who have attended our Lunch and Learns probably weren't going to go to OTC. So I think we're going to be okay. Certainly we're aware that we may be pushing off that Lunch and Learn if we don't have the participation that we normally get. And you know what? You're going to get it done. We're going to get it done.
Yep. Yeah, I agree, man. I agree.
And maximizing profits using internet marketing and video, and it is this coming Thursday the 30th, April 30th. So mark your calendar and come join us, and you can reach out to us at the show, and we'll give you a link. We don't have an easy way to get a link to you over the air yet. I need to make a much shorter link so we can send people there. In fact, if you Google maximizing profits using internet marketing, you'll find probably one of our old listings, but if you go there at the top, it'll show you a place where you could look at events that are live.
Okay. Have you set up the live event yet?
Yeah, it's live on Eventbrite already, and it's ready to go. I've sent a couple emails out, and we haven't seen any responses. You know, kind of early in the month, but I've mentioned it in one of my networking groups, and hey, maybe we should even hand out see if there's any opportunity, because I know you're with Houston Business Cabinet. You've got that event this Friday. Maybe we can hand out some flyers or something.
Got you.
I don't know about your thoughts on that, and you got to check with the group because they're putting on a nice event and don't want to just show up and start handing out literature. But but we do know some people.
But you know what? You're absolutely right. I would like to get some. You know what would be great is that if we got some business cards, because I don't know if you know this, but I used to be a printer.
I didn't know that.
I used to own a company called Logo Identities, and so we used to do promotional products, printing, logos, all of that good stuff. So Yes. I used to have about 13 graphic designers that worked for me. They were all over. Some of them were overseas, some of them were here. So I can get business cards. And I think, you know what you and I should do is get like a business card. If you get it designed, I'll get it printed, like a double-sided business card that invites people to our Lunch and Learn, right, because we're going to be doing it. And the radio show, and it just invites people to us. So when
one side radio show, one side Lunch and Learn.
Exactly. And so we can, and we might not even, you know, maybe give them a link to. I don't even know how that would do it for the Lunch and Learn.
We'll give them one of those itty bitty links or whatever they're called, and so it's pretty easy to type in, and then that can get them to the radio show and also get them to the, you know, I use the same URL for the Lunch and Learn. I just update it every time that we launch a new event.
Okay. So we could do something like that. See our next Lunch and Learn, our monthly Lunch and Learns about, you know, maximizing profits using internet marketing and video, and or listen to our show, Creative Biz Ideas, or be a guest if you're a leader in your industry. Give us a call. You know what I'm saying? Something like that, that it's just a business card. You can put a couple in your pocket and in your wallet, and when you meet somebody, we can pop it off. I get it printed.
Yep.
If you can get it designed, that would be great.
Cool. Yeah, we'll get it done.
Okay. All right, cool. So just to let you know what your coach said, because he's still listening, he says, no excuses. Your room holds 30 people, and there are 5 million people in Houston. OTC will have 80,000 people, not 5 million. And smiley face, right? And smiley face at the end of that, right? So, all right, coach, everything is good, man. Everything is good. We can get 30 people in there, no problem. Wanted to see what Chris Burris thought about it. So, Chris, is there anything you want to leave with the people before we go, sir?
Well, I do have a tip from our last podcast, and that tip is when developing ideas for content, consult with other team members. So like your sales team, your customer service team, your product managers, because they're going to have those questions that customers ask, or sometimes customers don't ask questions, but it's the questions that the sales team, customer service team, and product managers have to answer, even if the customers aren't asking those questions. And those are the types of things that you want to be generating content for, because those are also the things that those same customers, if they're on the web searching for stuff, will be looking for answers for. So again, when developing ideas for content, consult with your other team members so you can generate some great content. And remember, you can tune into our podcast. We do broadcast the video live on Fridays. We cut out the audio and put it onto iTunes. The name of the podcast is the SEO Podcast, Unknown Secrets of Internet Marketing. We have been broadcasting it. I think our next podcast is number 273. We've been broadcasting that weekly, and we're going on like 5 years of broadcasting that podcast. So it is the most popular internet marketing podcast on iTunes, and we like to say the known universe. And, you know, we're still working on the unknown.
Got you. Let me know how the unknown works out for you. Keep me updated on that. And we are only on number 21. I just wanted to give you guys a comparison. Creative Biz Ideas is number episode 21. And he's on 270 something. I don't know how that works out. But okay, all right. Glad to have you. And thanks for the tip. And before I go, I just want to let everybody know that I am working on the hottest video that I've ever done. It should be done tonight. When I tell you, it took me about a week to get this graphic the way I wanted it. So if you like any, so it's the concept to me, which is the hottest, but it's draped with graphics I think it's one of the hottest videos I've ever done, and everybody has their own taste and their own, but you got to see this video coming out this week. It is the hottest video that I've ever done, and I'm telling you, mark my words. And I want to thank Parker's PC for giving me the opportunity to do it. One of my new clients out in Conroe They're absolutely a great PC repair company. They come to your home. They do IT stuff, networking for businesses. They do some of everything. So I want to definitely thank them for giving me the opportunity to do the videos. Because, see, here's the thing. When it comes to videos, they're actually my videos. That's why I care so much. You just pay me to do a video for you. And then if you want me to change it after I do it, then I will, but I'll always keep the original that I put together, and that's what I put out there. So, yeah, I just want to thank them for giving me the opportunity to do the greatest video I've ever done. So,
and helping you to achieve triple your first year in the first quarter.
Absolutely. And just so you guys know, I have a new sales guy. His name is Kevin Overbeck, and that was his first sale. And that was 6 videos in that first sale. So
nice.
Go Kevin. I do have a sales guy. I have a he has some other things that's going on that we're about to close as well. And I'm also a Comcast partner. I have some new clients that I'm about to put on TV as well. And Kevin is assisting me in that. And I have a new graphics guy. He's waiting for me to give him something because I don't necessarily – I didn't want to give this one up because I had already started on it. But it was really kicking my ass so bad that I said I needed somebody that could help me do graphics. I found him and then figured out how to do it. And so now he's waiting on graphics. And so I probably need to lay on Doug Winnie's couch and figure out how to give up because I beat on my chest when I do what I do. So it's that type of situation. So we'll see how that works out. But I want to thank Tessie Wendell for being on, giving us great event advice. Mark Smith letting me know that my jokes and my dance moves are copywritten. Doug Winnie. For the coaching tip of the week and just giving us a different way to look at our businesses, because sometimes you need to see it from every angle. And it seems like he picks the darkest angles to look from to where nobody's there. He just sheds light on dark angles, and you're like, oh, I never thought of it that way. And so that's where we are. And, Chris, I want to thank you, sir, for being a great co-host.
And thank you for being the host and putting this information out there.
Hey, not a problem, man, not a problem. So we're going to go ahead and wrap up. Man, Creative Biz Ideas, we take pride in helping people generate those ideas. And we know that ideas are not a plan, and a plan still needs execution, but it all starts from an idea. If you're listening to this, again, we do have an expo going on with my networking club on Friday. At the Marriott, go to HoustonBusinessCabinet.com. Creative Biz Ideas is sponsored by Vids Inc. I am the CEO and founder of Vids Inc., and we do video production exceptionally well. Until next week, love to live to love, and be well. Thanks for listening.
Creative Biz Ideas. Creative Biz Ideas. Creative Biz Ideas. Creative Biz Ideas.com.